This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the DJV Experience. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. And you wonder, what does that stand for? You're new to the program. What's a DJV? Well, a DJ. You know, actually, we could mess around with this a little bit, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
A disc jockey who is working on MTV could be an MTV DJV. Or we could have a DJV MTV GAV. Right? Maybe.
I think we should just stick with what we have.
All right. Jennifer Horn, On Air Victoria. Let's see. Let's go to the Twitter handles here. At Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, and at Doug Steffen. This portion of the program brought to you by Speed Queen. Speed Queen. No, this is not a strange place to visit. Speed Queen is not your average washing machine. Speed Queen's built to last 25 years, backed by the industry's best warranties, and it'll be a big load off your mind. Speed Queen. The discussion of the solar eclipse, ladies. The solar eclipse is scheduled for, I believe, the 21st at 1:21 p.m. Central Time. And so I wanted to correct some misinformation, or I wanted to just make sure everybody knew where it was going to be. We were talking about places to go camp and watch the solar eclipse, because there are places all over the country that are trying to hype, come here and watch the celestial event. Well, it's going to be in the afternoon, and the best place on the planet to view it is Carbondale, Illinois. Carbondale in southern Illinois. 2 minutes and 38 seconds. The moon passes directly in front of the sun, and Carbondale will be the only place on the planet that grows completely dark like it was midnight. So think about how eerie that is at 1:21 in the afternoon. The shadows, the lunar shade, stars come out. You'll be able to see the stars, and temperatures will go down. Do you know what more than anything else happens under these circumstances? The animals, cows, horses, farm animals, domesticated animals, and even wild animals get pretty anxious. And so it's one of the, you know, what happens? The animals settle down, but they're not used to the timing, and then 2.5 minutes later it gets light again. What the heck's going on? And so I thought you'd enjoy knowing. There are a lot of people who want to go. I'm in New England. We won't be blessed here by being able to see much of it at all. I don't think much you'll be able to see. I don't think any of us will be able to see it. New York, Washington, L.A.?
I don't think I'll be able to see anything, yeah.
No. Yeah. We'll have 63% of the sun disappearing, and it's about an hour after what happens in Carbondale, Illinois. So it's a show. It's conversation. It's pretty awesome to understand the science and the natural laws behind how this works. And it only happens about once every 100 years. So this would be
it
for all
of
us. Say what?
What was it like the last time?
Dark.
I'm a little concerned about the glasses. You know, you're supposed to view these with special glasses.
Yep, like
3D and so glasses. My mom got me a pair that are made. It's made of like cardboard with the American flag on it. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah.
And they look very flimsy. And I was reading an article, I think maybe in the USA Today, a couple of days ago maybe, that said that one of the big things is that there are companies that are actually producing glasses that aren't really up to code. So you'll still burn your eyeballs out if you look at the eclipse.
Right.
So there's that. How do you know if you're wearing the right glasses?
Well, I guess you'll find out.
Well, that's kind of caustic, Kara. You're talking about me and Captain Curmudgeon. Well, I guess you'll find out if you go blind watching the thing. I wouldn't use any of those. I would make sure you were. First of all, it never makes any sense to look at the sun directly, no matter whether you get your glasses on or you haven't got your glasses on. It's just very dangerous. Burn out the retina. Then there's another angle to this. As a spectator, thinking about what's going on if you are a religionist and what God, what the play is here for religion. I was going to say God, but no, let's take God out. And think about for a sec. Well, maybe no. Let's just leave it in for a minute. Think about the center of creation and how it used to be that, well, people thought the earth was flat, this was the center of the universe, and the sun went around us and didn't know anything about what was going on in the rest of the universe, the world, whatever. We call the world sometimes our planet, and it isn't the world at all. Look at the definition of world. World assumes everything. Sometimes these sorts of things get me to wax philosophical, so tell me to stop when I've gone too far or gone long enough. I just thinking about how small we are, what a miracle it is, and we look at these sorts of things and understand how orderly the universe is, how much organization it is, and how in the world does this happen? It's just another example. We can every day look around. I've become this way, looking around every when I say thanks for the day and how much I appreciate what it is that the world is all about and what it teaches us, what it brings us, what we get from it. It's really a pretty amazing reality. And we're such a small part of this miracle called existence. And I think a lot of preachers will go for that weekend, and that's all right. So whether we're 200,000 years old, that is humanity, the Bible says that we came from certain, or the teaching is that we come from certain places, I believe. And didn't we extol the value of my theory last week? Wasn't there some scientific evidence, ladies, of us coming from different planets, coming from different places around the universe and being planted here?
Yes, there was something that NASA had found, similar matter that humans have, and it's the same type of stuff that they found on other planets and in outer space. I mean, it makes sense. It's hard for us to sort of wrap our heads around it, but it does make sense that why would we be such an anomaly that everything on our planet is totally unique and never before been anywhere else? It just doesn't seem right if you think about it on a larger scale.
No, but we are very conceited as a group.
Well, religion has also taught us a lot of things
to be conceited.
Well, that we're so unique, and that everything happened here, and this is where it all began, and we are, you know, our own nucleus kind of a thing. I think that that's a big part of religion. A lot of religions, not just one in particular.
Right. Everybody agree with that? Disagree with that? Other points of view?
I think it's probably hard for me to imagine that we're the only beings out there. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know if we were planted here or any of that, but the atmosphere, our universe, and beyond, it's a large space beyond what our brain can process.
Right, yep. It is. Yep. So we take it on faith.
And the brain, our brains are built to, we want to make sense of things. Like, if you've ever noticed a thing, you know how people always see faces in things, like whether it's a grilled cheese and they see Bob Marley or whatever it is, or if it's sort of dark in the room and then, you know, you look around the room and then you see something that could be a face or a shape.
Yeah.
That's called matrixing, and that's what our brains do, because it's constantly, your brain is constantly looking
for a cheese sandwich with Jesus.
There's grilled cheeses, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But your brain is constantly doing that because it wants to recognize patterns and things that are familiar. So it makes sense that we do it intellectually too.
Yeah.
Not just visually.
Yes. Here we are, more stimulating talk radio for the intellectual set. Those of you who are intellectuals, please pass it on. If you would like to have your friends who are intellects listen to the intellectual conversations here. Podcasts of the DJV show are available every single day. You can get them automatically delivered to your smartphone your tablet or any other device that you may have, just go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/DJV. You get the podcast, which is a compilation of what we've done during the course of the day. You can get the podcast of iTunes, too, or everywhere podcasts are available. Just search for the DJV show. All one word. 16 past the hour on said DJV show.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you can even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, let's do some language learning, shall we? Those of you who are akin to all of us here, who want to make sure we get the King's English correctly pronounced, or the words spelled right, all that good stuff, even though we are promoting, what is it, listen,
Loving My Laundry.
Loving My Laundry, yeah, mm-hmm. That's for Speed Queen. So if you use the word O-F-T-E-N often, you may be mispronouncing it. Often is an adverb. Do you know what an adverb is, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
What is
yep.
it?
I used to do Mad Libs.
Okay, so what's the definition of an adverb?
An adverb is, it's like a descriptive action, right? I mean, wouldn't that be the...
It's a modifier of a verb or another adverb.
Right, but it would be
right.
Describes
a verb. Yeah.
Right, yes, right. So often is one of those adverbs that means many times or on many occasions or frequently, that sort of thing. But most people, this is like scratching the, for me anyway, scratching the blackboard. When I hear people say often, it isn't often, it's often. The T is silent. According to Merriam-Webster, that means... There's really no reason for a T in it. It should be spelled O-F-F-E-N, often. Right? So why do we do that? This is a Middle English word.
Yeah, it was oft, right?
Right. O-F-T. Right. Comes from about the time of the King of Thrones. 1500s, people used to pronounce the T, which often pronounced the words like in soften and hasten. So that's how you get confused. English is very confusing.
But do people get confused? You know, I saw the same article that said people are mispronouncing often. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear, that's not one of the ones that I hear a lot of when people say often.
Yeah, I do hear it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a coastal thing.
I think it is. I think it's an older school New England type thing because it used to be
getting
very
it right
old
or getting it wrong.
No, saying often. This has changed the way. Like my grandmother used to say that. My grandmother was very prim and proper. It was an old school thing that has now been changed because the dictionary says well that's actually not the way. But there was a cultural thing there too that people who would pronounce the T like Jackie Kennedy always pronounced the T, and that there were a lot of things like that. So I think it's now, I don't know why it's now an article on like multiple platforms.
Right, yeah,
why
right,
all of a sudden there's an often.
Did Natalie Portman say often when she played Jackie?
I don't know. I'm sure she did because she was pretty spot on with that accent.
She was. Trivialities abound here, 21 after the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Who's this about? Taylor Swift always writes about her boyfriends. Who's this about?
I think the rumor wasn't this.
I think she won an award for it, and she, like, inferred that it was about Harry Styles, but I thought that's it was actually right. About John Mayer.
So. Harry Styles?
Any opportunity to bring
touch
it up.
Him when yeah. You're in the play?
I what? Know.
Eruption.
This is the song with the goat, though, so I can never get past it.
Really? Getting your goat, sort of?
No, this is it. Somebody did a thing on social media that had a goat, like, making a horrible noise during the song.
Yeah, she makes, like, a high-pitched noise that sounds kind of weird, and basically, yeah, people replaced it with a goat sound.
Huh. All right. So Taylor Swift is in the news today because she's testifying in Denver against a disc jockey named David Muller, who was accused of groping her backstage 4 years ago. She's going to take the stand. You can imagine the security and all of the hoopla. She was even there to see who's going into the jury box. She sat in the courtroom. An 8-member jury. This fellow, underscore former, because he lost his job as soon as this happened. He actually filed a lawsuit against Taylor Swift, claiming he was falsely accused of groping her during a backstage meeting and that she ought to have contacted police rather than his boss.
He kind of has a point.
Yeah.
I mean, she basically had him fired, yeah. But he was also there taking pictures with his girlfriend. So, I don't know. I feel like there's some holes in the story.
Muller's girlfriend taking pictures while he's
he was with his girlfriend. Yeah, he, his girlfriend, and Taylor, the three of them were in a picture together, and apparently that's when she accused him of reaching under her skirt and touching her butt.
Yeah, you can't see his hand under her skirt, but it's definitely behind
her.
You can't. But you can see that his hand is behind her. It definitely looks like it's lower than back. Like, it looks like it's on her butt. It seems weird that you would do that in a picture. But the weirdest thing to me is that he, like, in his lawsuit, he said, oh, well, maybe you're confusing me with another guy. who works at the record label. Like, you hugged him, so maybe he's the one who did it. And I'm just saying that if someone grabs your butt, you remember who it is. You don't accidentally confuse it with someone else that you hugged later
on. Was it he had to, in order to grab her butt, he had to reach under her skirt? You could just grab her butt.
Well, I guess he really wanted a full handful. And, like, I don't know.
So skinny, is there a full handful there?
But here's the other thing. If you're taking a picture with someone and somebody gooses you, don't you react immediately and go, wait a minute, and, like, smack someone's hand away? She didn't do that. She sent her bodyguard over to the guy after the fact.
I don't know.
That seems weird.
All right, let's see.
The delayed reactions is what really ruin a case like this.
That's
for people.
Lawsuit.
Right, yeah.
Right. All right, let's see if anybody's groping the members of U2. There's a museum that will be a big tourist attraction. The museum will be in the Dublin Docklands area where they have their recording studio. That's where they recorded a lot of their hits. It's next to the Guinness. Well, this is the most famous thing to come out of Ireland. I remember going, I was in the Docklands. It's where they have the Titanic exhibit, that whole area, and where they film King of Thrones or whatever. What's it called?
Game of Thrones.
Right. It's right there, right behind the Titanic exhibit. It's a huge warehouse, and that's where they shoot the King of the Game of Thrones. What are you?
I'm just laughing that you keep saying King of Thrones.
Right. So U2's gonna have a museum right there. It's a big tourist area. I can see that. Huh. Huh. All right. They go back to 1976. They're big. They still, the Irish love them, do they?
Oh, yeah. Victoria? They just played at Croke Park last week. Hmm. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
None of them croaked at Croke Park. 28.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BBC of the surfing dogs.
No.
It's pretty silly. Here we are. Silliness sometimes wins out and other times it's serious stuff. This is the discussion portion of your day, courtesy of us, our ideas, our perspectives, our thinking about what's going on in the world. The DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. The first of the Christmas sales. Back to school.
Talking Christmas?
Yeah. I was just researching things to buy for back to school, like the Space Patch notebook. Have you seen these things around? There are notebooks galore, spiral notebooks, that sort of thing. There's something called a Gold Digger Pencil, G-O-A-L. It has on the... I haven't seen pencils for a long time. I didn't think people use pencils anymore. But these are the same. These are old fashioned lead pencils that have gold digger, not gold, G-O-A-L, which is moderately, I would say, inspirational, right? We all want to make sure our children have goals. There's a new lunchbox called the Dinosaur Lunchbox. Has pictures of pleasant dinosaurs on them. Good heavens, is there any such thing? And then there's a pencil case that's shaped like a banana. So you can put your goal, you can take those pencils we were just talking about, the gold digger, and put them in the banana pencil case. Let's see here. What other? There's just an eraser that has on it, oops. Again, who uses pencils?
I think, don't kids all still use pencils in school?
Do they really?
I do.
All right. There's a new line of pencils that were put together by Michelle Obama. Being smart is cooler than anything. Always stay true to yourself. When they go low, we go high. Courage can be contagious. Hope is making a comeback. This is an interesting marketing thing. The Obamas are beginning to market themselves, as you've noticed. Let's see here. Erasers that have the shape of animals. I don't know about that. Is this interesting?
That's not new.
Yeah,
I mean,
always been a thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, cute erasers. I used to have hearts and, you know.
Is a girl power zipper bag with a picture of Wonder Woman and Superwoman. And
who's Catwoman. Superwoman?
Superwoman is that girl that has the TV.
I thought that was Supergirl.
Oh, it's Supergirl.
Oh, is that what you... Okay, Supergirl. Okay, got it.
Wasn't there a character... This is a Superwoman around someplace. You know they're actually selling brown paper bags for lunch? As lunch, they're selling bags. You can buy a bunch of them on Amazon for $19.
Wait, you've never seen in a grocery store that you buy for lunch, like... A big stack of brown paper bags next to the Ziploc bags, next to the sandwich bags.
Nope.
Oh, my God. You are an alien.
What did you take your lunch in?
What is your
like a pail?
I had a quarter, and I bought the lunch at school for a quarter. I never
What about your kids?
They got lunch at school. They didn't. We didn't make lunch for school.
Fancy. Very highfalutin.
Yeah.
A quarter? Well, I don't
know. You don't know what a brown bag lunch is.
I know what a brown bag
like, have
lunch
you
is.
Ever been
I didn't know
by
you
a
buy brown
site.
Bags. The brown bags that
Where
I
do you
saw
think they
used
come
to be.
From?
Well, you buy, you have substitute, you buy a jar of peanut butter and put it in a small bag. Or you go to the liquor store and they wrap your, I bought some champagne at the liquor store. Yes, they put it in a brown bag. Why?
Okay.
I don't know.
But, like, if you have to go to lunch every day, if you
what
go
you
to
school.
Do you
think these kids, their parents are alcoholics who are buying that much champagne that they have that many brown paper bags? Oh, my God.
Sticky notes.
Oh, you're unique.
Thank you. Oh, that. All right, anyway, so those are some of the ideas. I think you're bored with this. Let's go to Christmas. About what I did find in nosing around here, 30% of consumers already shopping for Christmas. And using credit cards now means that they won't pay off their Christmas until sometime next year. So is that the case with you when you're buying things? Is everybody... I was looking yesterday for something, and I couldn't find what I wanted unless I bought it online. Oh, I know what it was. It was I need a new mattress for a camper we're using for some of the workers in the camper. And I couldn't find what I wanted unless I go buy it online. It's a special size mattress. I use a credit card, so it's big business there. But Christmas shopping, 86% of consumers... do their Christmas shopping during December, and they use credit cards. Let's see here. How many people... when you buy things, does anybody pay cash anymore for anything?
Sometimes. I never have. I never have cash on me at all. It's bad. Never. I should.
Under what circumstances do you buy things, Jennifer, with a credit card?
With a credit card? Well, it depends. I mean, usually I use my ATM card. So it just comes out of my checking account. But when I use a credit card, it's for bigger items. So it's when I might go to a retail store if I have a credit card, or if I, like right now, one of my debts is that I bought a couch last year, so I've got that on my Macy's card. So, right. And I have a year of, you know, 0% interest, whatever deal they give you. So I usually use credit cards for like bigger purchases or travel.
Huh. Okay.
But typically, otherwise, it's cash or ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah, it the is. Only other thing I use my credit card for is for, like, gas or groceries because I get points back for that. But otherwise, yeah, I also just use my ATM card for everything.
Yeah, using points, the airlines, that's the best way to get points, especially if you spend a lot of money with a credit card, is to use those credit cards attached to an airline club so you can get free upgrades, or even if you do enough of it, spend enough money, you get a free trip here and there. So I think that's a smart thing for you to do, frankly. The story of a young English boy named Charlie Edwards in the conversation focus today. 10-year-old budding paleontologist corrected an error pertaining to dinosaurs at the National History Museum in London. And the curator said, thank you. Charlie was partaking in a special overnight program at the museum. Is this like overnight at that movie? What was that called?
Yeah, Night at the Museum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly
the same
it.
Same kind of thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Really? He was exploring the dinosaur trail to look for fossils. He realized one of the signs in the trail wasn't visually accurate. He said, quote, this is a 10-year-old boy. I read this one sign that had an egg, but then it showed the full dinosaur side by side comparing it to humans, and I saw that the shape of it was wrong. So he went home, he alerted his parents of the error, and although they were skeptical the museum of this caliber would make a mistake, they sent the mail along to the National History Museum, and lo and behold, a letter came back to the museum to confirm Charlie's suspicions, and they thanked him for identifying the error. That's kind of cool. So how did this kid at 10 years old know what was right and what was wrong when it comes to this sort of thing? Do you remember studying dinosaurs?
Smart kid, sure. Yeah, he also has Asperger's, so that tends to be something where they focus on one subject and they know every single thing that they could possibly know about one subject.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really cute story. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's nice that the museum paid attention to him.
Yeah, it is nice. Very nicely done. All right, here's something before we get to the sports report that I would like you to consider if you're a business person. If you're hiring, do you realize how different using ZipRecruiter can be? How effective they are? When you're posting a job, you want the best candidate. And ZipRecruiter posts your job to all these job sites here, there, and everywhere. They have extraordinarily powerful technology, which brings you efficient matches. Get the right people for your job. Join the by the tens of thousands now. I see customer testimonials from all kinds of really big companies. Living Social, for example, hires their people using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will allow you to hire using ZipRecruiter. The first time through will be free. It's on me, on us, on them. We're very interested in you getting to see and understand how well this works. So if you're an HR person, if you're trying to hire somebody, big business, small business, here's what you do. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and post jobs. If you're one of the listeners who has taken advantage of this, you know how well it works. If you're a listener who hasn't, post your jobs on ZipRecruiter free, 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 free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and be extraordinarily satisfied.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym, the bouncy seat, the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Aha! Well, let's see here. Looks like there's a broadcaster. I didn't realize this guy had been around this long. Jay Cutler, he went into retirement, but he's coming back to broadcast the Miami games.
No, he's playing. He's working. He's a quarterback again.
Oh, the other guy is. So I need to tell him. I'm confused. Leave it
There's
to me.
There's been a conflation, and we're now
to get my merds witched here. All right, so Victoria, tell the story of Jay Cutler coming back for another year.
So he was, of course, retired from the Chicago Bears. He moved his family down to Nashville to just, I guess, get away from, you know, the L.A. scene or the Chicago scene. And then it turns out he was doing some work with Fox Sports as a game analyst. And now, after this postseason deal, he's now going to be the Dolphins quarterback for 1 year. He'll make $10 million plus another $3
million
in
good?
Signing incentives. He was good. He had a horrible team with the Bears, but you know, he is a good quarterback. He's 34, so he's not like Tom Brady old, but we'll see. It might lead to more
Tom
than that.
Brady is old now?
Yeah, for a quarterback, he's 40. But the only problem here is that his wife, who is a reality TV star, Kristen Cavallari, she was very excited for him to be retired because she said it made her too nervous watching him get kicked around on the field. And, you know, and a lot of the wives, like Giselle, have talked about the injuries that their husbands sustain. So now she has to at least put up with it one more year in Miami.
Mm. All right. Well, that kind of you know what you're signing. When you sign along the dotted line, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
It's the people who don't have the knowledge now that's everywhere. It's very obvious, very easy to get knowledge on this. You got to know what you're in for if you're playing any kind of football. So if you're making $10 million, that's the pay for putting your life on the line, because that's what you're doing. In reality, you're putting your life on the line.
Well, for $10 million, or for actually $13 million is really what he'll make for the year. That's obviously a lot more than he would make as a Fox broadcaster. So right. He at least still has that as a backup plan.
Better hope that Miami defense is acting pretty tough, though, to protect you.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, White Sox broadcaster. Here's the guy I said will never go back to doing the job. He's the White Sox broadcaster for 34 years. And then after he's done, he says, I'm not going back there anymore.
All right, so the White Sox broadcaster
is Ken
Hawk Harrelson, who will retire next year. It'll be his 34th and final season. I would totally go to 35 just because I've got OCD.
Yeah.
As a play-by-play announcer, and he said on Sunday that he'll never go back to Wrigley Field again. He said it's the worst press box, worst booths for television. It's a joke. It really is. That was what he told reporters at the Cubs' legendary Wrigley Field. I'll never step foot in that ballpark again, ever. Harrelson, who's been working mostly road broadcast, casting schedule for the past 2 years, announced his 2018 retirement in May. He's in the process of working out a schedule for the games he will call in his final season. He said, one thing is for certain, the Cubs not in his plans. We've got 3 games over at their place, and I told Jerry, that's the White Sox chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf, I'm not going back to Wrigley Field. He said, well, you've got 3 games there next year. I said, well, we're going to have to get rid of those. No word on whether or not his demands will be met, but apparently the press box needs a rework at Wrigley Field.
But isn't that also kind of a, I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble for this, but isn't that also a little bit of like they're the redheaded stepchild of Chicago baseball?
No, I mean, I think there's a real claim to what people are saying about press boxes. I mean, depending on how old the stadium is, the press box is just not going to be nice as some of the newer stadiums. And I remember I'm friends with, not to trip over a name, but Bob Miller, who was doing the play-by-play for the Kings and did it for almost 40 years. He just retired this past season, and he said they would have to, in some arenas like in Canada, they'd actually have to like climb the catwalk and broadcast from the rafters places. So, I mean, some of the older venues just don't have the nice luxuries we're used to.
Got it.
All right, boys and girls, there's the official sports report from the DJV gang at 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get involved in what's going on in the world of your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here courtesy of the folks that bring you Super Beets, the performance-enhancing veggie. If there's anybody who is really strict about this, it's Jack, who's into making sure that whenever you need help, you get it naturally. Natural food and natural supplements. And this is a supplementation that is, it's all about eating clean anyway and putting good things into your body. There are no sugars, there's no processed crud and any of this. How do you like that for a technical, huh?
Crud. That,
no.
No crud.
Crud.
And surprising. Surprising how many things out there do have crud in them.
You're right.
As a filler.
Yep. So if you're a Spartan athlete, that is, you eat conservatively, doctors, I know a lot of doctors who are drinking Super Beets because it's clinically shown to improve heart health and stamina. So, Super Beets. Get your first supply. The 30-day free supply comes with your first order. You get it by going to DougLikesBeets.com or you dial 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeets.com is a good place to go. All right, let's get to some observations on Jack's part There are a lot of people who are getting off of drugs and starting to puff away on medical cannabis. So it's costing the drug companies big time, right?
Oh, it's usually for large corporations, they can survive under most conditions until the cash flow begins to be affected. Mm-hmm. And the CBD oil, the cannabidiol, if it comes from hemp, it is legal in every state in the union, even though the DEA says it's not legal. And just as the psychoactive marijuana is now legal in many states, even though the DEA will have a lot of trouble with that. But I'm not talking about the psychoactive stuff. I'm talking about the oil that comes from the hemp plant. And I just had a patient, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, asking, you know, kind of sneaking around in the question, what do you think of this? How do you, without coming right out and saying, hey, we started using this, because you can buy it online. And I said, I haven't researched it to the depth I probably should before I would ever recommend it to a patient. However, the feedback I'm getting are people are moving off of their opioid-based drugs. They're moving off of anti-inflammatory-type drugs and taking a little bit of this oil every day, and it seems to be doing the job without the side effects. So it's beginning to be a threat to Big Pharma. They're having a lot of problems with this because more and more people are moving in that direction. And the good thing about it, it's obtained from food, for one thing, but number two, it doesn't seem to have any side effects whatsoever.
So, under the circumstances, understanding the difference between hemp and marijuana is important. Hemp is something that's used for supplementation. A lot of hemp oil is used to cook. You make rope from hemp. Clothing.
A lot of clothing from hemp.
Right, yeah. So the difference between that and marijuana is all the matter of degrees.
Oh, it's all the difference in the world. Hemp does not have THC in it.
No.
Whereas the marijuana plant does. But they're both in the same family. And the moving factor, as I was saying there a few moments ago, behind almost every decision that's made is cash flow. Mm-hmm. Does this sponsor cash flow or does this threaten cash flow? And it doesn't matter what the health of the people are. It doesn't matter.
It's a business.
It is a business. It's just like the water that's flowing through your pipes in your neighborhood to give you fresh water at your tap. Mary and I are going to be doing a podcast on that here shortly, maybe the next one, where we talk about the incredible level of chemicals that are now showing up in your drinking water and what you might want to do about it, because it's affecting cash flow.
Yeah. We had this big fight here in Framingham, my town. We have local wells we're going to use, and the state sued us because we get off the state water program.
Oh, boy.
And spent $7 million trying to fight them. We want our own water. And they said, no, you can't because it'll screw up billing. I mean,
right.
It'll screw up the billing in the rest of the towns.
That's the healthiest water on the planet.
Yep.
Is clean well water.
Well water, yep.
It has all the local minerals. It has all the local viral bacterial agents that your immune system needs to develop itself. If you have clean well water, you have the healthiest water you can get. But
check
it gets in the way of cash flow.
Jack's website for all these sorts of observations, and he mentioned his podcast. It's at theforbiddendoctor.com. Forbiddendoctor.com. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.